All right, we're gonna dive into our short process here. You just need to have something to write with, get comfy. And this is going to help you to understand who you want to emerge as on the other end of this undefined period of time. And I wanna invite you to know that you could do this short process weekly, you know, daily, because we're in a very, again, a time with a lot of change going on right now. And again, that your answers might evolve. So I don't want you to think, again, it's a hard process. So don't think, oh, I've got to nail it. I've got to get it. If you get a question mark or you get kind of a fuzzy answer, just know that it's kind of like, you know, in Star Trek, beam me up, Scotty, you know, like the mullet, you can kind of see the glittering shape of the form of the being or person who's being beamed up, but maybe everything hasn't, all the molecules aren't quite there yet. That's okay. You might get a hint of an answer or just get the energy or get the feeling. So don't worry about that. Again, things are sorting themselves out right now, but I think it's a very important time for us to really tune into what it is we are, what are we getting a sense of, and who is it we want to emerge as. So close your eyes, just relax in, get comfortable. Let your breath deepen into your belly. Put one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart. Take some deep, full breaths. And if you only have one hand free, you just pick where you want to put it. And just take some deep, full breaths. I want you to feel the humanity of your breath and your belly grounded into the being that you are. And also feel the rise and fall of your breath and your heart. Deep, full breaths. Feel the beat of your heart, even your divine center, the center of your soul, your heart. And as you become more aware of you, your energy, and who you really are, we'll invite that mind, that brilliant mind that's working for you all day long, that you're trying to harness and rein in or do whatever it needs to do or get it to stop. Let's just have reverence that you have this amazing, brilliant tool. And then let's pop it in an elevator and push the down button and go straight down through your nasal cavity, the top of your throat, the base of your throat, the top of your chest, right down into the very center of your chest. And that door slides open. And your mind transcends down into the field of your heart. You can feel free to keep your hands where they are or relax them. And just let your awareness start to expand. So you can feel and sense your heart. But then, just like ripples in a pond or a light getting brighter, or sound waves moving out farther and farther, you're this amazing beacon of the divine. And start to notice and put your energy into the space all around you. Take another deep, full breath and recognize the connection with all, whether you're here in person or listening to this at any particular time, you have a soul group. Tuning in and feeling all hearts. Knowing, sensing that you're part of something greater. You're a unique expression and connected to the whole, to the great heart. And as you tune into your heart a little bit more, maybe deepen your breath through your heart, we're gonna let a question drop in. And I want you to open up to the answer that comes to you, whether it's in words or whether it comes up to you like in a vision or a sense or a feeling, and really honor whatever unique language you have. You may want to be capturing your answers and just writing them down briefly in between questions. So tuning in with your heart. And who is it that your heart is wanting you to emerge from this very important time as? So your heart is like, oh, I so want you to emerge out of this when you can go out freely again. This is who I want you to emerge as. So just open up to what that is. And when you're ready, you can capture that by writing it down. Who does your heart want you to emerge as? And then tune back in. Dive back in, close your eyes. Just put your hand back on your heart after you're done capturing your answer. And tuning back into the heart. And asking your heart, what is your heart really calling you to lead, either now or as you emerge from this, however it comes up for you. Let's just keep it as you emerge from this time. What are you being called to lead? And capture that, write that down. And then tuning back in, dropping into your heart. And what's at least one of your gifts that you're being called to step into more fully in order to emerge as who you're being called to emerge as and lead as how you're being called to lead? What is one of those gifts? And then tuning back in. And dropping into the heart and asking the heart, where or how are you going to be more vulnerable? What are you going to be showing more of yourself as you emerge from this time? where are you going to be, or how are you going to be more vulnerable? Our vulnerability is our openness. And capture that. And then tuning into your heart once again. And how will you show up more authentically? As you emerge from this time, how will you show up more authentically? And just a couple more of these deep soul questions. Take another deep full breath. And what part of your shadow has been revealing itself to you? It might feel like it's in your face or sort of lurking around the corners or sitting on your shoulder, or you just sort of bump into it once in a while. What part of your shadow is revealing itself to you? And our last and final question, tapping deep into your heart. Knowing what you know now, what are you going to do/be differently so you can be that your heart has revealed to you today, so you can emerge as who you're really being called to? What are you going to do or be differently so that you are sure to emerge as you're being called to?